Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Pacific. I'm very, very excited about today's show, and we'll get to our guests in a second. I hope everybody is safe from the fires, the crazy fires that we had last week. Hope nobody's allergies are acting up and breathing. I know mine were from the smoke, but your guys helped me out, and you'll soon find out how they helped me out with these.
Been sneezing a lot today.
with these breathing issues, yeah. Very excited. We changed the clock, so now we used to come here and it was nice and light and sunny, and now it's all dark and
feels
wintery.
Like 9 o'clock already, doesn't it?
Good for post-Halloween atmosphere.
Yes, it's definitely post-Halloween atmosphere. Winter is coming, I guess, for those of you who watch Game of Thrones.
Winter is coming.
So today's show, we're going to be talking about all kinds of wellness. Financial wellness, emotional wellness, physical wellness, anything that has to do with wellness. And I'm excited to introduce our guest and my co-host, Jerry, my husband, my business partner, my co-host. We pretty much do everything together, as I think our dynamic duo couple here does as well.
We don't raise 8 cats together, though. No. We leave that to you.
Hey, don't say that out loud on the radio.
So Jerry, today, you all guys know him from, he does a lot of segments about different types of estate planning. But today we're changing it up a little bit, because not only do we do estate planning for our clients, we help them with the financial aspect of putting their life, financial life, in order. So Jerry, why don't you kind of introduce yourself and tell us what we're going to be talking about today?
I'm Jerry Kane, and I am an estate and elder law attorney, and I'm also a financial professional. And today we're going to actually be talking about financial fitness, because I thought it fit in really well with health and wellness, because unfortunately, if you're not financially fit, it leads to medical issues and stress and all kinds of anxiety.
So do you have loads of money here for us to start lifting here? We're talking about fitness.
We're going to get you all
gold,
in shape.
Bars of gold. Where are your bars of gold, Jerry? Are they under the table?
The weight of wealth.
So where can we find you, Jerry?
Well, you can always find us at 818-905-6088. And you can check out our website at virtuitypartners.com/Jerry. That's with Jerry with a G, GERRYKANE. Or our legal website at ESTPLAN.com.
So Virtuity, can you spell that for our guests? Because that's a new one for us.
V-I-R-T-U-I.
Write it down and we'll get back.
V-I-R-T-U-I. I got to write this out. V-I-R-T-U-I-T-Y. Partners.com.
Partners, plural.
/ Jerry Kane.
Jerry with a G, Kane.
Yes.
Fantastic. So now I'm here with our really special, I said dynamic duo couple, and I really mean it, BJ Miller and Marty Katz. So please introduce yourself and tell us what you do and why you're here today.
Well, first of all, Karen, thank you so much for the opportunity.
Oh, so happy.
We always love hanging out with you and Jerry, and this is just a different way to do it.
Absolutely.
And what we are is wellness coaches and advocates, and I can talk as much as you want about this or as little later, but it was a big career change for me for decades I was in the film business. I had a personal breast cancer challenge in 2010, went through treatment in 2011, and was introduced to certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils. And the team I put together to survive and thrive from the breast cancer, many of those doctors are now clients, and their reactions to these doTERRA oils, which are the only certified pure therapeutic grade oils on the market, was better than the company talks about them.
So you're saying certified?
Pure. Therapeutic grade.
Okay, that's a tongueful.
Yeah, and we're getting some right now.
We have
diffused into the air. What are we breathing here today?
It's called Breathe Respiratory Blend. Oh. And honestly, so many clients were calling today with having issues with their throats, with their breathing, with not wanting anything to, you know, settle in their sinuses or their lungs. That's why we were running a little bit late, because I have people from Seattle, people from LA. Some of them I've had to say, I'll get back to you when the radio show's over. These are all natural, beyond organic ways to treat those
fantastic
issues.
I am breathing better.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. Breathe. It's all
proof
in the
is
breathe.
In the pudding.
And Marty, why don't you introduce yourself?
So I'm Marty Katz, and I'm working with BJ, and I also kind of did the same thing. I made a major career change out of the entertainment industry into health and wellness. I did it for a couple of reasons, because I saw BJ go through her health challenge, and I was also around her in the hospital setting, and saw how many women were going through the same sort of challenge with her. It just kind of rocked my world. And when she discovered the essential oils, I changed my career path. I'm the son of a doctor, and I was also pre-med in university.
Oh, wow.
So it was where I started. And so I kind of rediscovered my passion and followed it along. And so I'm sort of the science guy on this journey with us.
That's amazing. That's great. Mm-hmm. How did you guys meet?
Oh, okay. So it was in Yosemite. And I've since heard that in Yosemite, they have the largest amount of sightings of UFOs and aliens in the United States. So I'm not quite sure what
that means to me.
It could be me. But it was a hike. There were four couples, and we were with other people.
Oh, you were
not together. Yeah. So that's probably too long to share on this particular radio show.
I had lunch with a chipmunk. And the chipmunk actually spoke English. So she noticed me.
Oh, that's amazing. So you mentioned, BJ, that you were in the film and TV industry.
Yes.
And then you got breast cancer, mm-hmm. and you kind of discovered essential oils. How did you discover them? What happened that got you exposed to them?
Well, it was kind of ironic, because I actually had zero interest in essential oils. But one of my girlfriends is is married to a well-known Hollywood producer, and he has a stepdaughter that was holding a class on essential oils in Beverly Hills, and she invited me, and I went because she's my friend, and she invited me. I went to support her. But as I was sitting there eating and drinking and not really paying attention, there was a gentleman there who used to work at a large company in Seattle. And he had peripheral T-cell lymphoma. And he had gone through chemo. He had rejected the bone marrow transplant and rejected radiation.
Wow.
And was told that in success, he had a 25% chance of living the next 5 years. His wife had gotten into the doTERRA essential oils, and he lovingly thought of her as a crazy oil lady. I don't know if people have heard of frankincense, not Frankenstein, frankincense.
I have.
It's the king of all essential oils, and it comes from Somalia. And I don't know if you've smelled that before. So she put, if you go to PubMed.gov.
I love frankincense.
So PubMed.gov is a government site. If you go to PubMed.gov,
PubMed.gov,
and if you go to there and type in frankincense and cancer, there are all these studies that come up that show that it's anti-cancer. So, for instance, we have a client whose husband has glioblastoma, which is stage 4 brain cancer. He's going to UCLA for complementary for treatment, but UCLA has a list of complementary therapies, and on it they say rub frankincense oil into the skin over the brainstem. Frankincense is one of a few essential oils that have what are called sesquiterpenes. That means the molecules are small enough that they'll pierce the blood-brain barrier.
Interesting.
So I heard this gentleman's testimonials about how his peripheral T-cell lymphoma evidenced itself as a red nodule on his temple. Some time went by, he felt another one. He was going for a biopsy, but his wife pleaded with him to use the frankincense. He didn't even tell her he was going to use it because he didn't want to deal with her about it. But he rubbed it in 3 times a day, 10 seconds at a time, and when he showed up for his biopsy, they said it had broken up and dissipated.
Wow.
So that's the moment where I put down what I was eating, I put down what I was drinking, and thought, I need to pay attention here, because I've gone through cancer treatment, and I don't ever want to go through that again.
And you're healthy now.
I'm healthy now. Now, full disclosure, I went through Western treatment in a very integrative, I had a master herbalist and was doing acupuncture and herbal medicine too, but I did not discover these oils till after I went through full treatment. But using the oils and the supplements that this amazing company has, I'm saving $600 a month over everything I was taking before. My blood test results are better than ever, and I can't say enough good things about it.
I gotta say, in vanity's sake, I use frankincense on my face.
Because it's anti-wrinkle.
Yes, because I don't want to have wrinkles.
Right.
I'm at the age where they're starting now, and, I've been using it.
But wrinkles. There's no wrinkles.
So the vanity here.
So the paradigm is each essential oil can help multiple conditions,
right,
and just about every condition can be helped by multiple oils. Perfect example that frankincense is anti-cancer, according to PubMed.gov. I'm not making that up. And also anti-wrinkle.
Right. A lot less painful than Botox.
So can you take...
expensive.
Yeah. Can we take a step back and explain to us what are essential oils? People who don't know what they are.
Sure. So they are steam distilled or cold pressed, in the case of citrus oils, from plants, trees, and bark. They are essentially the plant's immune system. And this may sound a little woo-woo, but because they were put on the planet before we were, the more you use them, you realize they have a higher intelligence. Like, you can put them on your, the ways you can use them is you can put them on your skin, you can inhale them through a diffuser.
It smells so good in here.
Yeah.
Not as in only helping us breathe, it just smells amazing.
Yeah.
And so thank you for that.
They uplift the mood too. So they help equally well with physical or emotional concerns. I'm not saying anybody in the room has this, but if somebody had issues with their joints, let's say, there are oils that would help with that. If somebody has mood issues, there are oils that would help with that. So, and
they're coming out with new oils all the time, right?
Well, doTERRA is. They just released, I think it was 12 new products
in
September. And it's one of the reasons I love working with them is because I never get bored. Just when I'm, think I've got a handle on things, leaps and bounds of scientific process.
Most of our drugs all come from trees and barks and things like that.
But they're so processed.
Aspirin comes from willow bark.
Yeah, I knew that.
So the paradigm with essential oils is the opposite of pharmaceutical drugs. And by the way, I'm not knocking pharmaceutical drugs. I'm just saying that as we see in our commercials that there are often known negative side effects.
Right.
And sometimes you even see a commercial that says may include death. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So essential oils have the opposite paradigm. It's a 2,000-year-old science. It goes back to ancient Egypt. Doctors in France are studying this in medical school. Doctors in Germany not only study it in medical school, but they prescribe them. And they have we're rediscovering unknown positive side effects. The woman who introduced me to essential oils has gotten the school, the elementary school that her children go to diffuse On Guard, which kills bacteria, virus, and fungus. I'm actually angry at this oil because I haven't gotten, I have the type of personality where I only relax when I'm sick. And I think that's type A.
She hasn't gotten sick.
Yeah, since the spring of 2014 when I started using this, no colds, no flu. There's been no downtime.
Yeah. So, Marty, when BJ came to you and said, okay, I am quitting my high-paying job and I'm going to start going into essential oils, learning about essential oils, selling essential oils, building a business based on essential oils, what did you think?
Well, you know, coming from having had a science background, I was a little skeptical.
I can imagine.
There's a lot of people who are skeptical. So I had to, like a lot of people, I had to try them on for size. She turned me into a little bit of a guinea pig. And I also did it to myself.
What are husbands or partners for?
Right. But, you know, I had to have, like we all do, an aha moment. Mm-hmm. And my aha moment was, because I came from a family with super sensitivity to seasonal threats. And so, you know, come spring, come fall, and that includes like some animals with dander, I would, you know, my chest would close up or I'd get itchy eyes and runny nose different times of the year. So I'm a very, very sensitive in that area. So my test drive was with a product called Tri-Ease, which is supposedly takes care of seasonal and environmental threats, both. So I tried it on and it was like a game changer for me. It was a game changer.
What are the ingredients?
The ingredients are lemon, lavender, and peppermint, and nothing else, just pure
lavender, and peppermint
together in that trio, and all balanced. And but the best you can get in the world. So quality is a big part of this company. This is a company that goes after the top quality wherever on the planet the plants are sourced on the molecular level. So I tried this, and my seasonal threats diminished and stopped. Now, I could still go into a house with cats.
You came to our house.
I came to your house.
Have multiple cats. And you came to our house and you sat there for a few hours.
I was there for hours.
And you had absolutely zero reaction.
Yeah.
So if somebody's allergic to cats, they can use Tri-Ease and it may prevent them from having an allergic reaction.
Well, everybody's different, you know. For me, you know, using the Tri-Ease, I was able to alleviate these things, you know, to a degree that was a game changer for my life.
You describe it as it prevents the trigger from happening?
Yeah, so it's not a rescue type of thing. It really stops the trigger.
So you take it ahead of time?
I take it ahead of time.
Are you taking it as a daily thing or just seasonal
during those times of the year or when I'm exposed to environmental threats, you know,
like our cats,
I will get ahead of it. Or if I go into an environment and I suddenly have, you know, suddenly something goes on, you know, which runs in my family, I start taking those things, and that was it. That was the beginning of my journey, and I certainly use a lot of other things now, but that was the first game changer for me.
That's amazing.
Wow.
So, BJ, how can people find you if they want to contact you and find more information about essential oils?
Sure.
How do they contact you?
Sure. So you can text or call 323-209-8130.
Can you say that again slower?
Yes. You can text or call 323-209-8130. There's also a website, which is My doTERRA, and that's spelled DOTERRA.com/BJ Miller. And there's also Facebook, BJ Miller, B.J. Miller. And for men that might feel more comfortable talking to a guy about essential oils, or women too, Marty Katz, MARTYKATZ. And we love helping people.
That I can attest.
Yeah.
And these are amazing products that work for so many different things.
And they're not available over the counter. You really do. You need to go through a person.
Right.
Because there are things that people need to know about. If someone's pregnant, there are certain oils that might not be appropriate. For a child, you might need to dilute certain oils. Some of them are maybe hot on the skin, like clove. You would want somebody in your life where... Right. Your essential oil concierge is, and our job is to answer questions.
And some of them you can ingest and drink.
And not all of them. Like the Breathe here, you do not ingest.
Right.
But most of them you can, but you only want to ingest.
Like I know you can ingest the lemon because I put 3 drops in my lemon water, and
my
water turns into lemon water.
The tangerine, the wild orange.
You're incredible.
It's fantastic.
They're amazing. Yeah. I actually love diffusing them because I love the smell of citruses. I'm not eating citrus fruits right now because I'm a special food plan, so I've cut back on some certain foods, so having it diffuse in the air for me is just
I would think
phenomenal.
That would want to make you crave it more.
No, it kind of you would think
it's like
that
I
it
want
would
that orange, give me that orange.
But it actually really alleviates my wanting to eat those fruits, which I love, and I diffuse at the office and at home. And
And there's even a blend called Slim and Sassy, which helps curb the appetite. And just if you're going to drink a doTERRA oil, it needs to be in glass or stainless steel because they leach toxins. So if you put it in a plastic bottle, you'd start to taste the plastic, especially with the lemon oil, because it's leaching away at
it. Interesting.
Yeah.
So we kind of started touching upon this.
Sure.
So there's different ways to use essential oils. So you can inhale, you can put on your skin, you can take drops under your tongue,
take
as capsules. So if somebody starts using essential, how do they know what they can do with this oil?
Well, first of all, that's why you come to us, because we will educate you about that. As an example, there's an oil called Deep Blue, which is great for aches and pains. But you do not want to ingest that or diffuse that.
Oh, I love that Deep Blue cream too.
Yeah, I know,
that's
it's
amazing.
It is amazing.
And the Breathe, for instance, is great taken aromatically or topically. But you don't want to ingest that. And something like a lemon, you could do all three. But it's actually an 8-year-old can do it. But you just need to go through us so we can give you the materials and the knowledge to simplify it.
And you have, because Jerry and I, you know, we started buying essential oils through you guys, and it's been really amazing. And your receptiveness is so, I mean, I ask a question and I get an answer straight away. There have been a couple of times I have to say that it was like 12 o'clock at night or 1 o'clock in the morning, and I wake up and I'm like,
You didn't get an answer at 12 or 1 in the morning?
No, I didn't. I wasn't rude to ask at 12 or 1 in the morning.
But you know I'm still up.
I know.
That's right.
So I was like, okay, let me try. And I put like a little under here. And it's like, oh, this burns. So maybe I should
Let me know. Yeah.
Maybe I should call the DJ first.
There's a dilution chart, which we're happy to share with anyone that contacts us.
Yeah.
Because using them properly matters, and quality
absolutely
matters. Absolutely. Quality matters.
Quality is so important. I absolutely agree with that. So is there any other ways you can use essential oils except the ones that we mentioned?
Well, the bottoms of the feet have the most concentrated number of blood vessels, and the pores on the skin are the largest. So often if somebody might have a reaction to an oil in another part of the body, you can put it on the feet. There's also charts we can give people that show points on the hands, points on the feet, points on the ears, where you could be dealing with, let's say, a stomach issue, and you could go on a point on the foot with the oil.
Oh, wow. Mm.
But these are all over the world now, and these are being used in, you know, much more comfortably in Europe and in Asia. So we're in North and South America, we're catching up to the rest of the world. They're in healthcare.
Yeah.
If the quality is high.
Wow.
And, you know, chefs are beginning to use those in cooking. They're making mocktails and cocktails with these now. So people are getting very inventive.
I bought the turmeric, and you can put the turmeric.
Yeah.
And
you're sneaking them into your family's
foods,
foods and drinks, so they're getting the therapeutic effect.
So if you use it in cooking, for instance, turmeric, it doesn't break down with the heat? of cooking it?
Well, first of all, they're so strong. For some recipes, you literally just take a toothpick, dip it into the oil, and dip it into your recipe.
Oh, wow.
Or else it might be overwhelming.
Okay.
Wow. But there's a lot of information on the doTERRA blog. And secondly, there is
And you post a lot of information on Facebook. It's unbelievable.
We have a closed and a secret Facebook for anyone who joins our team. And happy to give you access to ongoing education. But and by the way, the only thing that can go wrong with these is if you get them in your eye, because they're 50 to 70 times more potent than herbs, so that would hurt. But doTERRA has a fractionated coconut oil, carrier oil, and you just, let's say you got the oil in this eye, you just swipe the carrier oil here and it draws it out.
It absolutely does, because I've done that, and it's really crazy how that oil,
literally before you lift your finger off, it's
just out of your eye.
What do you do if you don't have that coconut oil on hand?
Then you would find the nearest vegetable oil.
Yeah.
It won't help as quickly as because doTERRA's removed the scent of the coconut, so it won't interfere with the aromatics of the oils, which makes it more efficient.
Hmm.
But if you find an olive oil or a different type of coconut oil, or a vegetable oil, it'll still draw it out. I'll just be in pain a little bit longer.
Yeah, right.
I've used that fractionated coconut oil on the split ends of my hair, and that's been doing wonders. Mm-hmm. I put it there at night, wake up in the morning, wash it off, and my hair looks so much healthier. And
it's actually a great skin moisturizer, too. There's many applications for it.
I have to say, I've never gotten into my eye.
Good for you.
You wouldn't know if you did.
Yeah.
So, I know there's some talk about using essential oils also for pets. We're huge animal lovers, and as I mentioned, we have cats. And would you diffuse these for your pets?
Well, there are over 60 doTERRA essential oils, and I would say about 12 of them, not all of them, work with cats, dogs, and horses.
Hmm.
You always want to leave a door open around cats so that they can exit the room if they want to.
Right.
And we actually have a sheet that we share to anybody with anybody, and that will tell you, you know, what oils help with what concerns, and it tells you, like with the dog, you might apply the oil on the pads of the feet or on the toes between the hair.
Hmm.
And it tells you, like, if an animal gets the oil in their eyes, you want to flush that with milk.
Huh.
Because you really, there's no skin to put the oil on, right?
That's
it's
right.
All fur.
Right.
So we can definitely help people with that.
But vets all over are beginning to hear or try or already using them, especially integrative vets.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Have these in their practices. So there are many, many other formulas and protocols that are going to be coming out and becoming more familiar to people.
Right.
As they get introduced into clinics, you know, in
I mean,
in
this is
in
amazing
every country.
To put in at the in conference rooms in businesses, at their lobbies in businesses to help people either relax or all kinds of.
We have dentists that are diffusing the oils to calm people down.
Oh, yeah, I can see that when we go to the dentist's office. Who wants to go to the dentist?
Exactly. We have a lot of medical professionals that have partnered with us. And, yes, a teacher in a classroom might diffuse the On Guard to prevent the kids from getting each other sick, since it kills bacteria, virus, and fungus. But the side effect will be that the teachers get happy because they affect the mood.
Yeah, that's great. So tell us again where we can find you.
Sure. You can text or call 323-209-8130. On Facebook, my name is B.J. Miller. Marty's name is Marty Katz, M-A-R-T-Y-K-A-T-Z. The website is mydoterra, that's doterra.com/BJ Miller. And we'd love to help everyone.
So we will also post all this information on Facebook once the show airs, so everybody will have that information also on.
And ladies, they really work for men too.
So. Yeah, so Marty wants to hear from the guys and the ladies who want to help the men too.
Fantastic. So, I don't know if you guys know, I mean, our viewers know that this show is Ilona's show. She built this show. She created it 8 years ago. She's moved to the UK with her daughter for now. She asked me to take over on Monday nights. And
she has good taste.
Jerry and I love Ilona. She's in LA now, but she couldn't make it tonight because there's so many things. She came in for a couple of days with her daughter for work. So Ilona, we love you. We miss you. I know your audience misses you too. So I want to play tonight one of your songs because I love the song. It makes me happy. And I love the video of it as well. So I am going to play Look at Me Now by Ilona Europa.
Dreams I know will hurt to visit.
beautiful.
Wow.
How beautiful, beautiful is that song? Wow. It's just a beautiful, sad but inspiring song all at the same time. And Ilona, we are looking at you and we love you. So, so Jerry.
We miss you.
Yes, we do. So Jerry, so we started talking before a little bit about, you know, financial wellness. Financial, yep. You called it financial fitness. I call it financial wellness.
Financial wellness and fitness, yes.
Okay. Oh, because when you say fitness for me, it's like going to the gym or working out or lifting up those bars of gold.
I think wellness sounds better.
So you help our clients with the estate planning. I mean, I can see how estate planning and financial planning go hand in hand. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about that. How did that come about? Because most estate planning attorneys do just estate planning. I mean, I've not heard of estate planning attorneys also dealing with the financial aspects of their clients.
You know, I think it came out, and why this is such a passion for me is there really is a financial counselor out there. So many people just don't know how money works. They don't know what kind of problems they're going to have later if they don't have the right plan in place. And you know, if you had the cure for cancer, you'd want to share that with everybody. It's the same thing with financial cancer. If you can share that information with people, you're going to want to share it. And it really relates to estate planning and elder law in so many different ways. I've seen multi-million dollar estates get completely wiped out because they didn't plan for a long-term care event. And people
especially with the healthcare costs now.
Unbelievable.
I mean, we're talking, you know, on average $8,000 to $10,000 a month for skilled care. If you want in-home care, we're talking $15,000 to $20,000 to $25,000 a month for in-home care. So, you know, even if you have a huge nest egg built up, you know, maybe you have millions of dollars saved, I've seen those estates get wiped out very, very quickly. And you know, you may maybe get through it. Maybe you have enough assets for yourself. But, you know, think about it. People are living longer. They're living to, we have more centurions than we ever did before. So since people are living longer, you know, there's a period of time where, you know, they may require care later on in life. And what's worse is they leave their spouse or significant other, you know, without any assets. They leave them completely impoverished, such that if they need care later on, you know, they have nothing to fall back on, and they have very little choice in that situation. So I've seen that. I've seen how not having the right retirement plan set up, you know, creating different types of tax-free retirement and things like that, you know, can...
Did you just say tax-free retirement? We need to get back to that. Continue your thoughts.
Yes. You know, it's things people need to know about. And, you know, make sure that...
Guys, tax-free retirement, your 401ks, those are taxed. When you think you have that money at the end and you go to take that money out, guess what? Because you've... Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but
that's
I'm
okay.
really
we can
excited
jump,
about
we can
it,
jump
too.
Around.
But when you go to take that money out, you already have a nice nest egg. Guess what? You're going to be taxed at the higher level at that point. So tax-free retirement. Yes, we'll get back to that.
Well, you know, we can talk about it now. So what's worse is, you know, people just don't understand that you put $10,000 into an account and, you know, 50 years later with compound interest and, you know, the money grows to $500,000. So when would you rather have that money taxed? Now when it's $10,000 or later when it's $500,000? Of course, they're going to say now when it's $10,000.
Of course.
Well, basically, all that money that's sitting in your 401ks and your IRAs, the government is your partner. They know they're going to get that tax, and they want that money to grow as big as possible because they're going to get a bigger chunk of that money later on. And so many people I sit down with, retirees and things like that, when I remind them that their 401ks and IRAs are going to be taxed, they're shocked.
A lot of people don't realize they're going to be taxed.
Yeah.
So they saved up a certain amount and you're at a high tax bracket at this point.
Well, a lot of people think, you know, they're going to be in a lower tax bracket later on, and that's not necessarily true. Now, do you think taxes are going to be higher today or higher in the future?
depends who's in office, right?
Well, you know, it definitely, you know, people have opinions about that, and this is not a meant to be a political statement, but there's a very, very good likelihood that taxes are going to be higher when your people out there listening today retire 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now. And here's the reason why. We are at the lowest tax in history right now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's never been cheaper. So we're having a tax sale right now. There isn't any real room for it to go down. The only place it could go is go up.
And we know there's a huge deficit too.
Yeah,
so
the money has to pay for the deficit. And there's a great book by David McKnight called The Power of Zero, where he talks about the likelihood of taxes going up in the future is almost inevitable. And that's because 74 cents of every dollar, every tax dollar, is going to pay for things like Medicare and Medicaid and Social Security. And for those programs to be able to sustain themselves, the only way that's going to happen is if we increase
the
taxes.
So let's stop talking about the doom and gloom, and let's talk about this tax-free retirement stuff, because that's exciting.
Well, you know, basically there's three buckets of way people are taxed. You know, tax now, which is, you know, things like your savings accounts. They're taxed as you receive them. There's tax later, and those are tax deferred assets. So your IRAs and 401ks, you're not paying the tax up front, but you're paying the tax later.
Okay.
And then there is the tax exempt bucket, and those are things like Roth IRAs, for example. Now, Roths are great, but they're so great, the government limits what you can put into a Roth.
How much can you put into a Roth a year?
You can put in $6,000.
Oh, that's nothing.
And unless you're over 50, and then there's a makeup, so you can put in seven.
Wow.
All $7,000. But for a lot of people who make too much in income, that is phased out, where you can no longer contribute to a Roth IRA. So a lot of people can't even take advantage of it and need ways to create more tax-free retirement income. And the reason why it's even more important than ever is that, you know, in the past, in 1979, like 80% of people had pensions. Today, we're talking maybe 3 to 5% can rely upon a pension.
So what
they just
can you
don't
do?
Exist anymore. So, you know, there are what we call, you know, the rich man's Roth. It's a, you know, a life insurance retirement vehicle.
Life insurance retirement vehicle.
That's
something new.
Yes, and it allows you to put money into this type of policy where when the market goes up, you're going to get increases with the market. If the market goes down, you never lose any money. You've locked in those increases. And then when the market goes up again, you go up with the market. It goes down, you stay even, it goes up. So it has this zigzag stared a path.
That sounds like voodoo finances. Is this really true?
Yes, it's really true.
I had to say that, just like with essential oils.
That's
I'm sure
funny.
You're getting
and,
that a lot.
And what's even more amazing is that when you pull this money out, the money comes out tax-free.
Wow. And you can put as much money into it as you want?
Well, yeah, yes and no. I mean, there are certain limitations because it has to be designed properly. You know, you have to put a certain amount towards the actual life insurance piece of it, which is the death benefit. So in theory, you know, you're still getting some value from it as well because, you know, somebody's going to get that death benefit when you pass away.
Right.
But a bigger piece of what you put in is going towards that tax-free retirement income.
But we don't want to knock 401ks because if you have an employer that contributes to that 401k, it's just free money, right?
Correct.
See, I learned something. I did learn something.
We've been talking a lot about it. Yeah, you know, experts would say that if you are getting a match on your 401k at work, and, you know, I've actually sat down with clients who thought they were getting a match, and we went back and we looked at their statements, and it turned out that the company stopped matching, and they didn't even know. So, you know, make sure you're looking at it and you're actually getting that match.
Because it happens a lot, because a lot of companies are cutting back or are not making enough
revenues, right. And all of a sudden they're like, oh, we need to cut back on something. And what are they going to cut back on?
Yeah,
employer benefits.
That is free money, though. So if you're getting a match, you definitely want to contribute to the 401k.
So you mentioned, you know, everybody talks about life insurance, which is really important. But there's you kind of touched upon it that I think is might be even more important. And that's the long-term care information, because people, you know, some people get the life insurance, but nobody really thinks about that long-term care component.
Yeah, and you know, I almost forgot that this same policy that we talked about, many of them you can add on what's called living benefits, which allows you to actually tap into the death benefit, usually up to 2% of the death benefit per month. So $500,000 means you get $10,000 a month if you're unable to perform two activities of daily living. So if you're unable to dress yourself, bathe yourself, get out of bed, get out of a chair, walk, feed yourself, those types of things, then that triggers the policy. And in many of these policies, you can get $10,000 a month, and you don't have to show receipts. So even if you only need $3,000 or $4,000 in care, you don't have to show receipts to the insurance company. They're going to write you a check for up to $10,000 a month. If you want to take $10,000, go invest it somewhere else. You're allowed to do that once you qualify
for the policy. It reduces the life insurance portion.
It reduces the death benefit, correct? Okay.
The death. I don't know the correct terminology yet. I'm learning.
Well, the life insurance portion or the death benefit.
Okay.
Yeah, they kind of mean the same thing.
So, I can see why we started wanting to do that for our estate planning clients. It's such an important part of getting your financial wellness and financial affairs in order.
Yeah, and there's just so many aspects of estate planning that fit in with, you know, making sure that it's well coordinated and integrated with your financial plan. Businesses need to have, you know, buy-sell agreements that sometimes are funded with the right kinds of insurance. Individuals who have children with special needs, like myself, you know, need to set up a plan to take care of that child for a lifetime, and they may not have enough assets of their own. There are special kinds of policies, special kinds of annuities that work really well with those types of plans. And a lot of times, you know, the estate planning attorney and the financial person are not well coordinated together, are not on the same page, and there's a lot of holes in your financial plan because it's not well coordinated with your estate plan.
So this is really basically your one-stop shop and taking care of of all your financial and estate planning needs and taking care of your families. I mean, this is except for the long-term care part of it, this is for the benefit of your family, your kids, your spouse. I love that we have that in-house and we can help so many people. Something that really is, I really do think that a lot of estate planning attorneys need to start doing financial planning for the clients, or find a financial planner that they can work with closely to get all that set up for them.
Yeah, I agree.
Fantastic. So, Jerry, where can we find you? Because we are almost out of time.
Wow, where did the time go?
I know.
Well, you can find us at virtuitypartners.com / Jerry Kane.
And I'll post that as well online.
And one of the things I just quickly want to mention is, you know, we are not only want to help individuals with their own individual plan, but a lot of times we look at people's plan and they got to create more income. And where can you do that? Well, we're looking for good people who want to partner with us and become part of my agency so we can help you create additional residual income.
And they don't need to have any financial background, right? They get all the training on, like, I'm getting the training. Guys, you see, I knew what I'm talking about.
Don't need to have the training. If you have a passion for helping people, if you have a passion for wanting to educate people and alleviate financial cancer and teach people about education and awareness, then give us a call and we can talk to you about that. Or if you just like educating, or a teacher, or, you know,
I'll post all that information on when the video posts.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Well, I have a chance to say one more thing before you close.
We have like 10 seconds. So 10 yes. seconds.
Quickly, this was not to be represented as a cure for cancer. It's complementary medicine that you use in conjunction with other modalities in your life.
Yeah, I think you made that perfectly Good. Clear initially. I don't think any Good. Of us got that impression. BJ, thank you so much. I just had so
you.
Much
thank
fun.
You.
Marty,
so
thank
you
so much.
Hearing so much more for, about what you do.
For being here. Mm-hmm. Let me see if I get the right song for the ending.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa. Right here on LA Talk Radio.